viele englisch sprechende Kollegen sind hier? How many English speaking people are in the room so we can decide if we present in first English speaking. So I see one back there, two, three. Okay, we do it in English. So my name is Robert Ryszanek. I'm from the Nokia communications team. And I am very happy that we have my colleague Sebastian Mauch here in Berlin today. He is going to talk about OVI ecosystem and the opportunities for publishers and developers. So we're going to start with a short presentation, I think about 20 or 30 minutes long. And then you have the chance to ask questions, and we look forward for an open discussion. And just one more point, we will be a bit faster with our presentation, so we will be finished by 1 o'clock. So you can start your lunch earlier, and now I hand it over to Sebastian.
Thanks. Okay, so welcome, and glad to see that a few people are still here and not going to the other session. And also good that we don't break into lunchtime officially. So I'm Sebastian, I work in the Nokia Maps team here in Berlin. So we're very location-centric, location-focused, and you will hear a lot today about location. We don't have any fancy demos, no fancy stuff today. We actually want to engage just in an open discussion in, you know, what we think we should do to make Nokia attractive for developers. And we have a few thoughts. We would certainly share them with you, hear your opinion on them, and see what you can tell us from your experience. Maybe you have developed for Nokia, maybe you're waiting for the next big thing. And so let's see what we can do for you. And maybe we can move to the first slide. Numbers. I don't want to bore you with numbers, but there's a few that I think could be quite interesting. So I don't know if you want to guess. This is not the next season of Lost. And a cryptic number, but you can start with the first one. So the zero, if you click the zero, stands for the price of OVI Maps and navigation. I think it's a little bit cut off, but that's a move we made in January and was perceived quite well by consumers, by industry. And also we like it because it makes things a lot more simpler. Before, we had an incredibly complicated pricing system of, you know, what navigation costs for Europe and for the whole world and for one device or for many devices. Now it's free for lifetime, you know, with any new Nokia GPS phone, and it's yours to keep. So that's the zero. What's the one? The one is our market position in mobile navigation. This is also something that we, you know, that we really are proud of and want to move forward with. You know, starting from putting cameras into phones, we became one of the largest camera manufacturers, and today we are the largest digital camera manufacturer. And so we're hoping to do the same thing for GPS. So what's the 80? The 80 is exactly what I was alluding to. The 80 is the number of, in million, the number of GPS devices that we've shipped so far. It's a little bit more now, but yeah, we really want to make this a standard ingredient in our phones, just as the camera. It should become an essential part of any phone. And then last but not least, this is the number of countries that we are basically serving as Nokia with our offering. So, you know, this is just to give a brief introduction. I don't want to, you know, go into the same thing that you know, as a big company, you know, you tend to tell everybody that you're a big company and you're great. But I think when it comes to location, I think it's really important to get that change of mind across. And that's what we breathe in Berlin. That's what we do, you know, since about 4 or 5 years and the acquisition of Gate 5. And then some subsequent company acquisitions that we made. It's a team that's fully breathing location. So that's to set the context and the stage for what we want to present. Overall, our journey. You know, what is the journey that Nokia is on? It's a pretty long one. It's a pretty drastic move. You know, we are still perceived as a device manufacturer, a pretty big one, pretty slow one. You know, big ship. And we have been starting, you know, to change that. So we, you know, we're basically now today in a phase where we see ourselves more a little bit in the solution business. You know, so we have a music offering, we have a maps offering, we have messaging, some really good traction there with operators as well. But actually, that's not enough. I mean, the step that we're really going after is to become an information company. This used to be called, you know, an internet company, basically. And we're working hard on doing that, but it's a drastic move. You know, I think the last move and last transformation we did as a company was of that size was when we stopped making rubber boots. So just, you know, you can understand what the size of this means for us as a company. So yeah, what is it about really? I mean, becoming an information company and you know, offering interesting things also to publishers and media means that, you know, have to know about people and places, and we have our claim that is still as valid as it was in 1992, which is connecting people, and this now basically extends that we want to connect people to the real world, and the real world, you know, the main ingredients of the real world are people and places. So this is the kind of DNA that we're focusing on. So location, I mentioned, this is the first part that we want to cover, and then you can actually directly move on to the second one, which is the store. And now I think the big question for you is, how can I actually combine that? How can I leverage the power of navigation, of maps in Nokia devices that is now becoming more and more apparent with the user uptake? How can I leverage that for my own stuff? And here I think today we can discuss a few options, what we want to do here, and I think you can just move on to the next slide. So we did a great and well-perceived showcase in Nokia World last year where we demoed the OV SDK as a beta. Basically, this is a purely web-based software development kit that we put out there as a kind of test, you know, running on an emulator, using some basic maps APIs based on our web-based map offering, but it already shows the direction that we're moving towards. So we want to make we want to get rid of hard weight development and move towards rapid publishing. So we want to use web technologies to do that, and not native coding necessarily. We've had some really good showcases here. You can see some of the apps that we demoed in Nokia World. Obviously. Running on a browser at that time, and also, you know, in September last year, we also found out that we need to be a lot more strict in our offering towards developers and companies, and not, you know, talk about 10 different technologies, 10 different things, but rather focus on two or three. And this year, you will hopefully see that actually materialize finally. And I know that a lot of people have been waiting for that. And today is not the day, but watch the space. That's what I'm saying. So, but yeah, we can discuss really what the status is. So, this is a little bit cut off, but from going from coding to publishing, that's essentially the web offering part, and going from generic to contextual, that's the other part. So the basic structure for it is that, you know, we wanna have an ecosystem that does, you know, connect basically to our core services, which is the map, which is music, which is messaging. We also have in the live tools, which is the symbol you can see there on the top right, which we offer as a service in emerging markets. So, you know, very simple SMS-based information about the crop prices, you know, for farmers and stuff like that. But yeah, so the basic foundation technology-wise will be Symbian and MeeGo. And we will, you know, have an abstraction layer. I mean, we already have today with Web Runtime, where you can develop fairly rapidly apps and put them into the store. I think the piece that is missing still, and that's what we showed in Nokia World last year, is how do we actually connect that to the OV services and the knowledge we start building up about our consumers. You know, it has taken quite a while, but you know, very latest since January, I think it's clear that our services start getting heavy traction with users. First of all, location and navigation, and we want to build on that, we want to expand that, and we want to let companies participate in what we start to learn about our consumers, what they're doing, right? So for instance, this means if you have a business and you want to develop an application, it should come natural that you use not only a map API that tells you where your business is, but also a navigation API that lets the user actually drive there or walk there. And this is something that we're focusing on here in Berlin especially. So if you move to the next one, please. Why should you work with us? Well, basically because the Maps asset, I think, is right now second to none, and is being developed further and further and further. And we won't stop until we really have that at a point that it's very you know, usable and inspiring for you. Then the simple tools, that's obviously the one we're working on hard this year. We, you know, we showed, I think, the first iteration of that in Nokia World with the OV SDK and the promise, you know, we basically put the promise out there and now it's on us to fulfill it. And make these tools really simple for you. And then finally the store, also a story with kind of a little bit of a mixed start, but also really good traction in the last couple of months. And you know, we have users from 180 countries accessing our store. We have passed the first big milestones on number of downloads, and we're very confident that that, you know, this will be established basically as the place where Nokia users will download applications. And they're doing it today. And just on a side note, it was funny. We had a conference with Deutsche Bahn, you know, who have been at Nokia World with us last year. And it was interesting because they simultaneously launched an app for Android and for Nokia on the same day on April 1st. It was not an April Fool's joke or anything. It was their real app. And actually, they told us that the traffic and the downloads that they got from OV Store was about double. About 1.5 between 1.5 and double what they had on Android. So you can see that, you know, traction is there. You know, people have been waiting for this stuff. Nokia users have been waiting for this stuff, and so I think, you know, this is just an encouragement for you. Engage in a discussion with us. What have been your experiences so far developing for Nokia? What are your biggest pain points? What do you think we should do next or first? And I think this is opening up basically then the open discussion part. And let's see, do we have any questions already or any comments? Do we have another microphone or do I pass it around? Okay, good.
No questions for the moment. No, yes. Sorry.
Have you considered just buying Palm? They're up for sale soon, and they have this great WebOS thing, and you really need to replace Symbian, in my opinion. So.
Well, we definitely cannot comment on any considerations when it comes to these acquisitions. And I mean, Nokia is acquiring strategically, is acquiring tactically. You know, we buy companies, I wouldn't say all the time, but we do it, you know, whenever we feel the need for it. But yeah, that's so. I can see where you're coming from. And we've seen what Palm has done. And the WebOS, I think, you know, reflects the direction that we're also taking. I mean, we have our assets and the web runtime environment today. I think now it's up to us to actually simplify it in a way that it connects to our services, really, and is not kind of a standalone thing. And all applications look differently, right? But it's just tied together, I think, in the right way. So I think we can do it ourselves. I'm pretty confident. Okay, note to myself, acquire Palm. Any other questions or comments from people developing for Nokia?
Good workout.
It's faster.
Okay.
All right. Now I heard about your OV system strategy. Do you have any plans on providing Android-based telephones in the near future? Or are you saying, okay, it's not for us, we're completely focusing on our own ecosystem?
Well, sorry to to basically not be able to comment again, but I mean, you know, whether or not we will offer Android phones, you know, will not be something that we in Berlin decide in our space here, where we're focused on location and the developer offering. So I cannot say really. I have no idea. Sorry. You mean developing? Making our applications and our services run on Android. I think that's basically it's a different thing. I still don't know and cannot comment, but I think when it comes to having software and services in general, you know, the strategy should be that they should run on not only Nokia devices. I think that's clear. But on the other hand, as I said, you know, Nokia is a big ship, and we've started that transformation in 2008, and you know, I'm a really a big supporter of our own service and try to use them as much as possible. But, you know, as long as they're not perfect on any one of our devices, of course, you cannot start, you know, really investing heavily on other systems and other other platforms. What we do, however, is that everything we build, especially in Berlin, around the whole OVI team and the OVI experience, is that the architecture of it should, you know, principally be cross-platform, and that's the case. You know, by using web technology, we want to make sure that this stuff is going to run on, you know, not even other cell phones. I'm talking about really like television sets and other stuff. So I think this is the kind of the cross-platform approach. Yeah, definitely is something that we're going to approach. But you know, I don't think this necessarily means that we need to develop applications for Android.
I have a question. How is the strategy from Nokia containing the OVI store and the Migo store on the other hand? Will they be connected or will they replace each other? How is that going to work?
I honestly don't know. We can find out for you. Is there already an idea?
Yeah, what we announced at Mobile World Congress in Barcelona is that Migo applications will be part of OVI Store. So OVI Store will be the main platform for apps, both for Symbian and Migo-based devices. And we will see Migo devices, Migo stuff later, second half this year.
Any other questions for Nokia, for us? Or are you all hungry, waiting for lunch?
So thank you. So you changed the screen, but on the screen before you had the three reasons why we should use the OVI Store or working for Nokia. If I would compare to, if you would have a small startup and one or two people who are working on mobile applications, could you give us some reasons why we should prefer Nokia before maybe Android or something else? Because if you're working on iPhone applications, there's a lot of things to do, and I can't see any reason why I should prefer to work on Nokia at the moment.
So if you know the situation is you're a small startup, so I think definitely, you know, and you need to make investment choices, right? You need to see what you do first, and you know, and mentioning iPhone, obviously, you know, if you have a certain type of startup that addresses a certain type of user group, maybe it would be best actually for you to start with iPhone. And obviously the current traction and the usage, you know, they have great traction in the market. However, you know, as we can see, obviously with mass market services and a lot of things that are geared, you know, towards a lot of people, potentially also media and content, is that actually our store has at least as good traction as, for instance, Android. I mean, obviously right now in Western European markets, there is no, like download number wise, it will be hard to match what iPhone is doing currently. I think that has to do purely with the number of kind of unfragmented platform devices in the market. But I mean, at least when it comes to Android, I could, you know, our insights clearly show that, you know, if you're looking for traction and you for some reason don't need or want to develop an iPhone app because you're happy with a web optimized version of your browser, then absolutely OVI Store is the one to start with directly after that. My recommendation to you would be, you know, see if your audience and your users are people that use an iPhone, obviously, you know, sure, develop an iPhone app. But if you target people that, you know, just, you know, other people who maybe don't have an iPhone or don't even want an iPhone, then, you know, look for alternatives. And I think that's currently the status of the whole mobile services and content industry, that, you know, it is fragmented, it is, you know, vertical platforms, and you know, I don't think Nokia alone will solve it, but by at least moving towards web technology, what we want to do is we want to, like, really rapidly by a magnitude lower the entry barriers also for small developers and startups. Basically, with web runtime already today, if you're a web developer and you can make a website, you can make an app. And yeah, obviously, you know, maybe it doesn't look as great as an iPhone app today, but, you know, we are working on these things. We're improving user experience. You've seen the first, you know, the first insights into the new Symbian, and that's going to continue. And so, yeah. I would suggest you do it and try it. And see what happens.
Thanks. Sorry, I'm not really very deeply involved in the structure of the API, but do you have the possibility to create web applications that run in the background and, you know, interact with the user when they're not actually looking at the phone?
You mean basically things that run simultaneously and in parallel on the phone?
Yeah, or notifications, like if you can I write an instant messenger application with that?
You can actually do that today already. You don't even need any OV type of service for that. I mean, with web runtime for Symbian 5, you can develop applications that run on the home screen of the phone and that get updated. So what you have is basically an active application running on the home screen that can deliver notifications and updates. So I don't know if you have a Facebook widget there, you know, on N97, it will tell you when you have a new message or a new friend notification and stuff like that. So that stuff definitely you can develop today already. What we're working on mainly now is to actually get the link right to our own OV services and to the map, to the location, to the context of the user, what a user is doing that, you know, you, for instance, want to navigate to a place, right? I mean, how do you do that today? Today, basically, you can develop an app also for Symbian or web runtime where you open up our native maps application on the phone. So it's a little bit actually similar what you would do on an iPhone until the last iteration of the OS. But obviously, that's not the best solution. Ideally, it's integrated and you don't kind of break the experience just because you want to see something on a map. And that's the kind of stuff that we're working on today. Any other questions?
I was wondering what, when it comes to sales, what's the revenue model you are offering to developers, and does it differ in any way from the more established providers?
No, basically it doesn't differ. It's a 70-30 split. 70% of the app revenues go to developers and 30 to Nokia. What differs is, I would say, the reach and the, you know, the target audience. What we have currently is already a lot of really integrated operator relationships when it comes to the billing. So, you know, depending on what kind of company you have and what kind of application you wanna have in our store, you know, you can target people who normally you couldn't target in a mobile app environment because they don't even have a credit card. So with integrated operator billing, you can actually target these people as well, and that, you know, currently works, I believe, already in 60 countries, I think, the operator relationships, the operator billing, and it's being you know, continuously rolled out.
Maybe one more question. What's the most successful app right now at the OV store?
Do you know?
Actually, we get an email from our colleague, global colleague, every week. I've read his email 2 days ago. I think in Germany, sport apps are very popular right now. I think Spox, which is a soccer app, is really popular right now. And fun apps, in general speaking, fun apps are very popular on a global point of view. But that's the interesting part about OV Store. I think there's a pretty broad range of apps. So there are lots of fun apps, but also business apps. Made for Exchange, the OV Maps client is very popular to download from OV Store. So it's a good mix of different apps.
But at the same time, I think you know, not at least from a content perspective so far, nothing radically different from any other app store. I mean, that's what people like to do, right? They want to kill time, they want to play a game in between. So that's, you know, pretty natural that this kind of split is also there in our app store.
Hi, just two questions. So what is the number of apps that are in the OV store right now? And what growth do you see actually, like in Germany or on a global scale?
We actually do not announce the total number of apps in OV Store. I think we continue to grow very rapidly every month. We have very strong growth rate. We have about 5,000 apps per device. When you think about how many devices Nokia has, 5,000 in average scale per device is pretty much, I think, and it's still very strong. Strongly growing.
Obviously, I think one thing that we're also working on is how to actually get your apps running on more devices, right? I mean, right now, as a developer, you still need to make some choices. We want to simplify those choices as well to make sure that, you know, apps run on as many phones as possible without, you know, the least needed changes. So obviously, that's also one thing to consider there, that, you know, we don't want in the future developers to have anymore, you know, to develop an app for 20 different devices. That hopefully after this year is a thing of the past. Any other questions, comments? People getting hungry, thirsty. Okay. Any closing remarks or?
The famous closing remarks. I think you said it once, a very, very good comparison to Nokia right now is that Nokia, you said it a couple of times, we are a very big ship and we are a global ship cruising the waters worldwide. And we did a very radical change, we still do. So the big ship just turned and we're pretty much speeding up. So I think that's a very good comparison. And when you think about developing on Nokia, you should definitely think about joining the ship before we are so fast. It will be difficult to jump on. So that might be a comparison at the end. And if you are interested in talking to us a bit more, I think we still have about 15, 20 more minutes. We will be around here. And if you like to talk to Nokia the next 2 days at Republica, we are at the sponsor area in Friedrichstadtpalast. We have a small table with a couple of devices as well. So if you like to come over there, you're welcome to talk to us and play around with some devices. So thank you very much. Thanks for your attention. Thank you, Sebastian, and see you again.